The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a spectacular 6-3 victory over the Utah Mammoth in front of a crowd of 11,241 fans at SAP Center to open the month of December. A lot of action tonight, and a lot of it early in the game in the first period, as Karel Vemelka started in goal for the Utah Mammoth, and he was tested right away in the opening 5 minutes of the game. Klingberg on the right point goes to Eklund. Juke, jibe, spun away from the check of Keller, turns and shoots one toward traffic with Gaudette in front. That's a big save by Vemelka, and a nice bit of work there by William Eklund to delay while the chaos set up in front of the Utah goal. That was a sign that William Eklund and his line mates were going to really protect the puck well. That was a really good exposition of that, but there was a lot more of it with Wennberg and with Gaudette all night long.
Yeah, they were tremendous. And, you know, you feel like when they play that well, they should get more. Like, they should get more reward. But I hope they get to watch a couple of those shifts. It was an absolute clinic of protecting pucks, creating opportunities for yourself and your line mates. And I think that Gaudette has shown that he's able to play off of two really good players and contribute offensively.
One player that really wanted to put the puck into the net today was Tyler Toffoli. He hadn't scored a goal since November the 5th on the road in Seattle. He wanted to get a home goal, and he would get it here at 15:19 to go in the period. Celebrini loses the draw. Now in front, Toffoli fires. He scores! Celebrini lost the draw, but Toffoli intercepted the puck, and Tyler Toffoli ends a lengthy goalless drought and puts the Sharks in front 1-0. Oh, what a great goal by Tyler Toffoli. Did one for the home crowd right there. And Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini assisted on the play. Celebrini getting the primary assist. The start of a great night for all three of those guys. At 4:41 of the first period, it was 1-0 San Jose. Then the Sharks would go on the power play. And that first power play unit put some pressure on the Mammoth. But then the second unit came out there. And Pavel Regenda, just recalled from the American Hockey League San Jose Barracuda, came up huge. One last chance on the power play. 5 seconds to go. It's Kurashev. Shoots. Tip. Score! That's Pavel Regenda in front of the net. Looks like he tipped it. And the San Jose Sharks lead 2-0. What a goal by Regenda. In the right place, he's a net front guy, and he showed lots of value with his first goal as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Philip Kurashev and Dmitry Orlov assisted. Nice to see the second unit come up big because they don't have a lot of time to do anything, but they did there.
Yeah, they were good, and they were moving the puck around. They were real intentional about getting pucks and bodies to the net. And when you do that, you throw the penalty killers off balance, and great presence of mind to get that puck to the net, and a great tip.
The score was 2-0 in favor of the San Jose Sharks, and you know the Utah Mammoth, in the identical position in the standings with San Jose, was going to continue to work and try to make things go their way. As it turned out, probably their best player tonight in many respects was Lawson Kraus. He's just a big guy, gets into way, and he has a nice touch around the net too. He and Michael Carcone would combine on a play that got around the Sharks' defense at 9:06, and that put the Mammoth on the board. Off the faceoff, Carcone forces a turnover. Mukko Madulin going back, staying long on him. Carcone spins in front. They score! Mukko Madulin turned over that puck, and Lawson Kraus gets the pass from Carcone, who caused the defensive play. No chance for Askarov, and unfortunately, a tough moment for Mukko Madulin as the Mammoth get on the board. Fifth goal of the season for Lawson Kraus, first of two on the night. Michael Carcone had the only assist, and it wasn't long after that before assistant coach Doug Huda split up Sam Dickinson and Shakir Mukhamadulin, putting Orlov and Mukhamadulin together, and then putting Dickinson with Liljegren, and that worked better.
Yeah, I think that in-game adjustments are probably under-talked about, underappreciated, and a real good move to split those guys up, and actually it ended up helping their own personal games and helped the team.
So, 2-1, 9:06 into the first period after that Lawson Kraus goal. But then Yaroslav Askarov was asked to become acrobatic at times. He made a big save here in the final 7.5 minutes of the period. Into the right corner, Keller with a good head of steam. A nice pass off the boards there. He'll take it back on the right point, leave it there for Peterka. Peterka twists, moves away from Goodrow, throws it across the ice, and Keller shoots, save. Rebound in front. Oh boy, an acrobatic save by Askarov with men in front, and the Sharks managed to get it out and get the change. That was a big moment for Askarov to keep the score 2-1 San Jose, and then suddenly, on a faceoff, Tyler Toffoli scored again. And off the faceoff, the Sharks score! How about that? No sooner do they drop the puck, but it's in the net, and Tyler Toffoli has got a big grin on his face because it's been some time since the beginning of November that he scored any kind of goals, but right now he has two, and the San Jose Sharks are ahead by the score of 3-1, and that is a well-deserved smile for Tyler Toffoli. Macklin Celebrini just poked the puck forward, and Toffoli beat his man and snapped the play immediately from inside the circle, and it got by Vemelka to make it 3-1. That was the end of Vemelka's night as coach Andre Tourigny pulled his goaltender and put in former Shark Vitek Vanacek for the rest of the way. He had hoped it would turn things around, and for a while it looked like it would, because right after that, the Mammoth came in and longtime Sharks nemesis J.J. Peterka popped another one home. Utah's got it. Peterka, who had two goals against the Sharks, shoots, score! How does he do this? J.J. Peterka on the left wing boards goes top shelf on Yaroslav Askarov with an innocent-looking wrist shot that turned lethal. 4 minutes to play in the first period. That makes the score of the Sharks 3 and the Utah Mammoth 2. So hold on a minute, folks. The Mammoth were pushing. Time of that goal, 16 minutes of the first period. J.J. Peterka, his 10th goal of the season, and it was assisted by Schmidt and by Keller. And so Clayton Keller gets on the board tonight. Finally, that's the first point, if I'm not mistaken, since the passing of his father. And he played a hard game tonight, too, for Utah. That was a nice goal by Peterka. 3-2 the score at that point. And that's how the first period came to a close. But the second period, even though the Sharks were in front 3-2, were looking for more. And I think they played a fantastic second period. For the second time tonight, and for the sixth time this season, they would score 3 goals in a single period. And one of the most beautiful goals of the night was the first one that was scored by Will Smith at 6:16. Celebrini to center, little drop pass, Will Smith. Oh, what a great move across the line. He stick handles, he shoots, he scores! An all-star world-class play by Will Smith puts the Sharks in front 4-2, and the Sharks are on a roll. What a play. Will Smith with a little toe drag, snapping it home. Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli assisting on the play. And that was his 11th goal of the season. And it was a memorable one for Smith. I thought he was just great.
Yeah, real heads-up play. His ability to get to the middle of the ice and understand where the time and space is and his ability to finish are world-class. And another example of that on the entry and getting to the middle of the ice, and he knows where to put that puck. And when he has an opportunity inside the dots, he very rarely misses.
That goal at 6:16, Smith's first of two on the night, his 11th of the season from Celebrini and Toffoli. Now, that trio got most of the attention tonight. They will continue to do so because they scored most of the points. But the line combination of Wennberg, Eklund, and Gaudette was equally outstanding, especially in the area of puck protection and things that coaches really like to show on the video in a positive way. They got rewarded for it at 7:25 when Adam Gaudette was able to get one in. Sergachev back to get it. It's off a stick. Poking at it there. Eklund had a chance in front. Backhand shot. Score! Eklund poked it free, and Adam Gaudette goes top corner to make it 5-2 San Jose. Another spectacular bit as Wennberg got the puck deep. Eklund deflected it, and Gaudette backhanded it home. Simple hockey, isn't it, Jamal? I mean, that's all they did. Wennberg got it deep. Eklund wins a little battle, and Gaudette gets the backhander.
Yeah, and most importantly for me is none of that happens unless you work to get above and get on the correct side, the defensive side. And because of that, you get a fortuitous bounce. You get the good luck bounce, and then you have the ability to finish. So that line got in on the hunt, worked to get above, then they got the good bounce, and then they have the finish.
And so at that point, it was 5-2 Sharks, but San Jose kept pressing. And Will Smith would get a second goal, another beauty, at 9:09. Celebrini's going to get the faceoff win, rimmed around there by Ferraro. Toffoli tips it out to himself, and he skates out. Two-man attack across the line. Feeds on the right to Will Smith. Nice move. He shoots. He scores! Will Smith, another spectacular toe drag off a Tyler Toffoli pass. The Sharks are on top 6-2 with 10:51 to go in the second period. That put the game out of reach for sure for the Utah Mammoth. That's how the second period ended. And in the third period of play, the San Jose Sharks really kind of clamped down things defensively. The shots were 5-3 in favor of Utah in the third after the Mammoth outshot the Sharks 17-15 in the second. Totals for the game, Utah 34, the Sharks 31. And the only goal in the third period came shorthanded for Utah, maybe the only blip in this time capsule, as Lawson Krause picked up his second goal of the night. Lawson Krause, who has a goal today, bulls his way to center, moves across the line, feeds on the right, gets it back, shoots, score! What a rush up the ice, shorthanded for Lawson Krause, exchanging with the man on the right side, Sergachev, who tipped it back, and all Krause did, driving the center lane, was knocked the puck down with his stick and put it past Yaroslav Askarov to make it 6-3. That is the fourth shorthanded goal the Sharks have allowed this year. Probably the only blip at all in the time capsule, really, in many respects, once the game got going. But the final score was the San Jose Sharks 6 and the Utah Mammoth 3. And that is the most important statistic of the night. The San Jose Sharks get a very huge victory, and they move into a wild card spot in the Western Conference. They are 13-11-3 for 29 points. That's a tough four-point swing in the standings for Utah, who fall back to 12-12-3, a 27-point total. And Utah, 2-5-3 in their last 10 games. They have lost four in a row, and obviously it's leaking pretty hard for the Utah Mammoth and their coach Andre Tourigny at this point.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot right now, a team that's expected to make the playoffs. I know that it cannot continue like this for them for much longer. Certainly, they may have to shake things up for this group.
Meantime, the San Jose Sharks have won three straight games at home, and overall on the season, the Sharks' home record this year is just outstanding. They are 9-4-3 at SAP Center at San Jose, and that is a home ice advantage that they definitely want to maintain. The top line for the Sharks was flying offensively, and Tyler Toffoli, a two-goal, two-assist performance, 4 points for the fifth time in his NHL career, is now only 3 goals away from 300 for his National Hockey League totals. And right now, he is our guest with Jamal.
Hey, Tyler, the last few games, you've had a few different chances and opportunities. I'm sure you knew it was only a matter of time, but how great does it feel to get a couple tonight?
Yeah, it's obviously nice when you're not scoring, you know, finally be able to get one, and team made it a little easier, you know, winning games. So obviously nice to help contribute with the win tonight.
And you guys did a great job, I thought, all night long, working to get above and really negating their rush game. Is that something that you focused on as a group?
Yeah, obviously they have a lot of skill over there, and their defense are really, you know, good puck movers. So, you know, like you said, we did a pretty good job of that. Obviously they had a couple of really good chances there, but Askew was there to bail us out when we needed him, and it was just a fun game to be a part of.
I mean, you've been a part of a lot of winning teams and winning groups. What can you say about how your group has learned how to close out these types of games?
Yeah, I mean, we're winning games in different ways. So I think that's only going to help us moving forward. And I think we're all just really excited to come to the rink every day, whether it's practice, a workout, or game day. It's all, you know, the same, and we're all excited to be a part of it.
Well, congrats on a huge victory and on the couple goals. Great
Thank
job.
You. Appreciate it.
Final score tonight, the San Jose Sharks 6 and the Utah Mammoth 3. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.